Yo, today's QOD is, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. It's Throwback Thursday, and we are turning back that clock all the way to episode number 107 in our featured speaker, Eric Thomas. This is like my gateway motivational talk that I discovered on YouTube maybe 15, 16 years ago, and I put it on my MySpace page, and you know, maybe twice a year, I'll run it on a Throwback Thursday because it's just such a monster talk. And you know what Eric is talking about is, how bad do you want it? Because when you go on your path to your goal, to where you want to go, there's going to be obstacles. And if you don't want it bad enough, you will not be able to navigate those obstacles. You will quit every single time. So I love the story that he talks about here, the story that he teaches. And you got to want it so bad as you want to breathe. Now, I will say this, because sometimes we can take these talks literally. I do not condone, I don't think he still condones the whole like sleeping 2 to 3 hours a night. And so just take that as a metaphor of like, you got to work really hard. And every once in a while, there will be times where you only sleep 2 or 3 hours in a night, but that is not something you want to do every single day. You got to take care of your body. So with that said, Eric Thomas, he's coming up.
These are principles that have stood the test of time. Principles that have stood the test of time. And if you do what I'm about to tell you right now, you will be able to accomplish whatever you want to academically, financially, relationally, whatever. So three things. All right, I'm going to tell you the story. I got to get out of here. The first one is, when I first said I wanted to make 6 figures, my boy Marcus Flowers, who's probably making 7 figures right now, he came to L.A. too. He was with us in L.A. You see all the videos with all the stars, those are his cars they're driving around in. You see the houses that the rappers, those are his houses in Atlanta that he owns, and they come in and play on. So he's making 7. He taught me how to make money. This is the first thing he came. He told me a story. And the story is about, you guys have probably heard about this before. It was a young man who, you know, he wanted to make a lot of money. And so he went to this guru, right? And he told the guru, you know, I want to be on the same level you're on. And so the guru said, if you want to be on the same level I'm on, I'll meet you tomorrow at the beach at 4 a.m. He liked the beach. I said, I want to make money. I don't want to swim. Guru said, if you want to make money, I'll meet you tomorrow, 4 a.m. So the young man got there at 4 a.m. He all ready to rock and roll, got on a suit. He should have wore shorts. The old man grabs his hand, said, how bad do you want to be successful? He said, real bad. He said, walk on out in the water. So he walks out into the water. Watch this. When he walks out into the water, it goes waist deep. So he like, this guy crazy. Adrian, he like, I want to make money. He got me out here swimming. I didn't ask to be a lifeguard. I want to make money. So he said, come out a little further. Walked out a little further. Then he had it right around this area, the shoulder area. So this old man crazy. He making money, but he crazy. Said, come on out a little further. Came out a little further. It was right at his mouth. My man like, I'm about to go back in here. This guy out is mine. So the old man said, I thought you said you wanted to be successful. He said, I do. He said, walk a little further. He came, dropped his head in, held him down, hold him down. My man came scratching, holding him down. I got you. I know you brushed it out, but I got you. He had him held down. I need you for an illustration. He had him held down just before my man was about to pass out. He raised him up. He said, I got a question for you. Somebody answer the question for me. He said, when you were underwater, what did you want to do? Yeah. Lee, I'm looking for a different word, though, than lip. What's that word? He said, I wanted to breathe. He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma in here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, SOB, shortness of breath, you wheezing. The only thing you're trying to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling you. You don't care about a party. The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want it. You got to go days without, listen to me, you got to want to be successful so bad that you forget to eat. Beyonce said once she was on the set doing her thing, 3 days had gone by, she forgot she didn't eat. Because she was engaged. I never forget when 50 Cent was doing his movie, I did a little research on 50, and 50 said that when he wasn't doing the movie, he was doing the soundtrack. And they said, when do you sleep, 50? Sleep, he said, sleep. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. He said, I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality. Football players, how many football players? Got anybody like football in here? Raise your hand. Anybody like football? Emmitt Smith. I used to be a Cowboy fan before they did my boy Tom Landry wrong. I used to be a Cowboy fan. And watch this, there was a commercial. Emmitt Smith had won his first Super Bowl, and he had this commercial when he was lifting weights. I don't know if you saw the commercial when he was lifting, and he said, Emmitt said, you know what? I won the Super Bowl, so I can rest now. He was doing his bench press. So he said, I won the Super Bowl, so I can rest now. So he throws up about 325, boom, and he rests for about 2 seconds. Then he, boom, boom, boom. You see that? He'd already won a Super Bowl. He said, I think I'm going to take a rest. And he rests for how long? 1 second. Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. And I'm here to tell you today, somebody came to my office the other day crying. I said, look, don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you today that you can come here, you can jump up, you can do flips, you can be excited when we give away money. But listen to me, you'll never be successful until I don't have to give you a dime to do what you do. You won't be successful until you say, I don't need that money. Because I got it in here.
That was Eric Thomas. His website is etinspires.com. You can watch today's entire talk on YouTube. It is called Secrets to Success Part 1. All right, that is it for me. If you want ad-free episodes, go to the App Store, download the Stitcher app, and join Stitcher Premium for as little as $2.99 a month, and you can listen to QOD 100% commercial free. If you are worried about the economy, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to do about the prices of my services and my products? You are going to want to listen to tomorrow's episode with Dan Kennedy. It is amazing. I'll see you then. I'm out. Peace.